trying to find the right gift or present for a beloved one, for a close friend, family member, child, parent. Or when we move away from home, leaving behind the home, small things become very important at packing. Now Lufthansa has put a shortage. We can carry just 23 kilos when we go home. Things like a little key case or a figure on a postcard, which could be very significant for the person who is going to travel and to visit friends in another part of the world, can become very important in times of transition, in times when people want to meet and to find each other. On the other hand, small things could be very attached to one's personal life. If you were given a note case or a pocketbook or a purse sometimes somewhere by somebody, after a while you should have developed a kind of attachment to it. To discard such things without thinking of it seems almost ungrateful, and I sometimes feel that we should have a little religious ritual to help us dispose of them with some degrees of solemnity. Some acknowledgments of the small but important part they play in our lives cannot be neglected. Simple things have their radiation. For me, it is always so interesting to try to find out the relation between simple things and simple activities. To try to follow and understand all those people who do simple activities is so complicated sometimes. When we want to talk with each other in Concord, using our mobile phones and tablets to try to make our very strange languages coming together and to create a common language which is called in Keresztúr Hungrish. I have found an interesting passage in The Little Prince. Let me share with you. The fifth planet was very strange. It was the smallest of all. There was just enough room in it for a street lamp and a lamplighter. The little prince was not able to reach any explanation of the use of a street lamp and a lamplighter somewhere out in the heaven, on a planet which was so small that it had no people and no houses on it. But he said to himself, it may well be that this man is absurd, but he is not so absurd that the king, the businessman, and the tippler are not fitting him in this planet, wouldn't fit him in this planet. For at least his work has some meaning. When he lights his street lamp, it is as if he brought one more star to life, or one more flower in the heaven. When he puts out his lamp, he sends the flower or the star to sleep. That is a beautiful occupation. And since it is beautiful, it is truly useful. When he arrived on the planet, he respectfully greeted the lamplighter. Good morning, sir. Why have you just put out your lamp? Because these are the orders, replied the lamplighter. Good morning. What are the orders? The orders are that I put out my lamp. Good evening. and he lighted his lamp again. But why have you just lighted it again? Because those are the orders, replied the lamplighter. I do not understand you, said the little prince. There is nothing to understand, said the lamplighter. Orders are orders. Good morning. And he put out his lamp again. Then he mopped his forehead with a handkerchief decorated with red squares. I follow a terrible profession. In the old days, it was reasonable. I put the lamplight out in the morning, and in the evening I lighted it again. I had the rest of the day for relaxation and the rest of the night for sleep. And the orders have been changed since that time? The orders have not been changed, said the lamplighter. That is the tragedy. From year to year, the planet has turned more rapidly, and the orders have not been changed. Then what? Asked the little prince. Then the planet now makes a complete turn every minute, and I no longer have a single second for repose. Once every minute I have to light my lamp and put it out. Here ends the quotation from the book. There are no more lamplighters. It seems to me that we discarded them definitely. And in the same time, our life makes significant turns very often. In this postmodern age, there is nobody outside a human being to light a lamp. How does this connect with all those important small things I was starting my sermon? There is a school of thought within the religious tradition of the world which tends to view this attachment to things as something of a distraction on our spiritual pilgrimage. According to this view, and it is a dominating one, the physical world is perceived as an illusory, as a dream, as an illusion. And we should steel ourselves to have as little contact with it as we can without risking our health or our sanity. Some of the Gnostic sects which flourished at the beginning of the Christian era view the world itself as the creation of an imperfect demiurge, which is why they could never accept the orthodox doctrine of incarnation. Within the Protestant tradition, this tendency to see the world as an illusion is even more emphasized. Puritanism, out of which Unitarianism sprang, has ever sought purity of life by eschewing the things of the world, particularly the sensual and beautiful things. But there is another approach to the world, the sacramental view, which holds that the physical world, far from being an unwelcoming place for spiritual development, it is the place where human beings can create their happiness. And this is why we work as Unitarians and Unitarian Universalists. We may, as good Unitarians, have little time for what we perceive to be excesses of Catholicism. Little things like holy water, bread and wine, as the body and blood of Christ. But while maintaining our reservations, we should be careful not to ignore the insights which lie behind these things and which gives birth to them. That is, This world is not a place to be despised and feared, but it is an expression of the very being of the Divine Spirit. That ordinary things within our sensual experience can point beyond themselves to their Creator, small things can be sacred. Poor intellectualism may be fine for the angels, but not enough for humans. As Walt Whitman says, "How shall I know what the life is about unless I see life in its flesh?" And this is one of the great religious, this is one which divides the great religions more fundamentally, especially in our times. Do you believe that the world with all its problems is a way to experience the divine? It is the place and it is the possibility to be happy and to express yourself. Do you believe that the world and the flesh are temptations and distractions which stop your spiritual progress? I think each of us attitude and personal belief will determine how we answer these questions. We had a nice week behind. We were making small things, little things, to build our relationship. We used language, we used words, simple words. We worked with emotions, we looked at our faces, very little things. We were trying to be lamplighters in this so fast-moving world when the world turns around every single minute. Thank you for the possibility. Amen.